Blog Talk Radio.
I'm feeling my
killing myself, I don't need no help, bottle after bottle, pull it none left on the shelf, y'all can't see me like self, all about my walk, I put the fire to the beat, and I watch that bitch melt, I keep the fire for the streets, they don't want no one else, vibe is the beast, I'm 2G like my belt, that's Gucci, gone by Louis, the mall if you keep on calling me like Tiffany, no movie, blowing on that Uzi. I'm taking all challenges when it comes to groovy. They say we choose me, that's inside my coochie. Racing to the top, and these rappers can't lose. So these haters better keep up, better race your geeks up. Pussy's in the trunk, I hit you dance that bitch G-high. Ha ha, saved by the Popeye. I'm feeling myself like I just won an Oscar.
Kinda heavy, no regretting what we about to do. My crew is getting ready, blowing steady, taking shots too. Diz got some bitches on the way, always five star. You know we rolling deep, yeah we need four or five cars. We get it popping, no stopping, we keep them panties dropping. Niggas always watching, wondering how we got them. I chill, we tell them fall back, it's just because we all that. We don't expect you to keep up a mess, is what we call that. I blow a kiss to myself, like mother goddamn. Feeling and looking so good, that's where I stand. Can't nobody touch it, nobody interrupt. I pull out all the stops whenever we seen in public. You wanna touch it? I know you do, my nigga. I know you do. It's true, and I would too, my nigga. If I was you, it's cool. I know you like it just like everybody else does. Probably hating too, just like everybody else does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all know what it is. It's Thursday. Of course, you're rocking with Next to Blow. It's the show. And, of course, y'all rocking with the man, 100 grand. The man with the master plan, Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy, Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for this, I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so damn smooth. Be aware, I'm the most hated dude in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Let go. Now, it's another great Thursday. It's another great show. We got a lot of music playing. We got a lot of topics to get into. But first, I got to say to hell with my co-host, O'Flame, because this nigga is late. Yes. O'Flame is late. So for right now, damn him. But, yeah, we're going to rock out. We're going to do good. And everything, when he gets here, I'm going to criticize him to his face. So that's how I do. I have no filters. Shout out to Team No Filter. Y'all know what the fuck it is. Now, of course, y'all know we rocked out with the theme song. Mr. Supposed To by my homie Det the General. And then followed off by that, we got into some Paper Gang, Shadow Gang. You know what I mean? Y Diz and Bossy, feeling myself. So we're going to take a quick intermission, quick music break, and we're going to get right back at y'all. And as soon as I figure out what I'm going to play, we're going to rock out like that. Matter of fact, I know what I'm playing. I'm going to keep it shadowy all day. And I'm going to get into this Asphalt the Veteran. You know what I mean? Shout out to Asphalt. We're going to get into this Rock and Roll, his new single out right now. Y'all know what it is. You're rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Lag out.
Yeah, man. Sad Soul Deserving. Bossy of the net. Miss Shadowy, man. Yeah. Stay rocking and I roll, man. I'm rock and roll all day. All the way. You know what I'm saying? Skulls and chains, crossbones and things. You know what I'm saying? Angel wings. Let's go. Rock and roll.
Kinda got confidence, came true and leave it so fluently. And with the music seekers, I'm start to go and get into a zone. I smack like I'm bomb mixed with Mr. Kyle, with twisted with an angry undertone. So, so sick that I know I'm the shit. Go out to the club, nigga, bitch on my dick. One shot of the thug, you should've checked the trick. Now I'm walking out the door with a pump on my stick. You mad at me, cause I got your bitch, cause you wasn't knowing what you was supposed to do. Kid, messing with a man, so she rolling with the click. Eating long links, sausage, fucking on play.
You try to ride when we up in the club. She rockin', rollin' body, I'm over my weapon and love. She coming, grabbing in the pack. Beating up that axe. From the tag of me with an enemy so rapidly.
Oh my
she
God.
Wants a mandate from the tip. Status of the sticky rabbit. Gotta have it, so I jab it from the hip.
Oh, oh Lord.
Let go.
what it do. Beat it up till it's black and it's blue. Talking about you, boo. Come shake it on me just like a you-hoo. Oh, no, 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 no. Me and you in sync just like a robo. So cold, got me feeling loco. Plus I'm throwing shots down like a yo-yo.
Alcina and Roscoe Dash, work. Let's get it.
New day, new money, more than often. Nowadays my lifestyle is more than costing. The mess of the state drunk is so exhausting. I believe it for you, girl, I'm more than Boston. But girl, you're standing Stone Cold Steve Austin. What a hell of a cat, Calvin Johnson. You belong on the cover, sugar thanks to your mother. Man, he's trying to recover, if we go to the buzzer. Got to know that I'm a drummer, fuck his band, I'm a beat it. Fuck a band and the other, but she was happy to meet it. So she wrote on the number in case I wanted to keep it. But I don't try to pass, on account I ain't need it. Someone call it conceited, but I call it original. Dark and spicy, that line was subliminal. Come here, Mr. Class, put me in when it's pivotal. Watch me kill it and leave it, I'm a hell of a criminal.
Back. And I can't, I won't stop staring at your body. Does it look so good on the scale? It's amazing. That's why you got every nigga in the game.
And we back. We back in full effect and everything. In case y'all forgot, I had to do my edited version of my tagline because it was people in the house and I don't really like cussing in front of older folk because they just mean and everything. So now that they all out my house, I'm gonna do my real tagline. Y'all know what it is. It's the man with the master plan, Mr. Everything, Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm gonna get shot for the shit I say, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware, because I'm rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow, Lego. And my co host is finally here. Late motherfucker.
Hey,
what?
I heard you was talking shit. You better not be talking no shit.
I'll talk shit if I want to talk shit. You forget this is my show.
It's our show, nigga.
You tagged them all.
You needed me, nigga.
You needed me, nigga.
I ain't got no co-host. I don't know what I'm going to do. I ain't got no co-host. Yeah, nigga.
Listen, I don't need you.
Yeah.
You just want to be all Hollywood and everything, tag along with another thing to make you, more known and whatnot. You stepping into my lane and shit.
Nigga, I got you this lane.
Damn, I forgot.
See,
I keep forgetting that you got me.
See how niggas get forgetful? Niggas are so forgetful, man.
Nigga, that was
niggas,
like 2 years ago.
Niggas,
I forgot.
Niggas get they lane, you know what I mean? Start getting all comfortable and start getting some success and people start following their Twitter, hitting them up on Facebook. Start submitting songs to the email, create a whole new email just for that lane, and they just forget. They get forgetful.
I forgot.
Yeah, I know. Forgetful. You know,
see what happened was.
Yeah, what happened was.
What happened was, it was like 2 years ago. You know how so much shit has happened in the last 2 years, and yeah, so that's how this shit happened. So, yeah. But.
It was good, though.
Today's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Today's going to be a great show. Because you know why?
Why was that?
We're finally bringing the list out.
Uh-oh.
We are finally bringing the fucking world list out. I'm proud of it. Because it's quite marvelous, actually. I mean, look, take a look at it. It's quite marvelous.
You got like a whole chart.
Yes! This one, I can't believe we forgot.
Yeah.
I cannot believe we forgot her. Yeah.
There was another one. I got to see if I remember who it was. There was another one that came across my mind today.
But yeah, we're going to get into this list very shortly. But first, I wouldn't say I was appalled by this. But, yo, Frank,
yeah.
Did you know El Hunter's a rat?
Nah. The singing dog?
Yes.
Nah. Good?
Okay, I got her mixtape, Conversational Lush. So I had a couple tracks that I always listened to on there, but the other day at work, I just let it play through, and then she got a track on there. So, in fact, I'm going to just let the people hear it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all know what it is. This is L. Garner, EV, rocking with the show, Next to Blow, Leg Out.
When I was a young girl singing in my bathroom, hairbrush for the microphone, nothing in the whole wide world couldn't take me out my zone. I remember clearly what my daddy told me that the world was mine. When I didn't believe, my mama told me,
my baby is gonna be just fine, he's gonna work it out alright.
Gonna go. You ain't gonna be doing this when we get signed. All right. All this shit gonna stop.
That's
how you want to make it?
You gotta get in touch with my assistant. Put on the okay to transfer the call.
Nigga, I should be president of Shadowy, first of all.
It don't even matter.
I should be president of Shadowy.
It don't even matter.
Matter of fact,
that's just for the phone conversation.
I'm gonna say this on the show right now. I should be president of Shadowy because of all the damn work I do. I shouldn't have to go through all the middlemen.
It don't even matter.
I'm the exception.
It don't even matter. That's how you send a phone call. You try to see me in person? What Jay say? It's like 18 levels you gotta go through. For real?
So you're gonna be like Kanye during the Good Music promos and everything. We all at the radio station except your ass.
Hey,
that's how you feel?
Well, I gotta be there.
You motherfucker.
I'm the reason y'all there. Oh, gotta be there.
And y'all can see the hate in my eyes while I'm looking at this nigga right now.
If you do a promo at radio shows, you should be happy you there. What I gotta be there for?
This is a family, damn it.
And that's why the family's there. Daddy's all handling the business.
So that's how you're gonna be? You're gonna abandon your children while we go off on tour? That's the bullshit I'm talking about. You know what?
The kids better be doing the chores and making that money. Go off to the orphanage. I'm gonna do a trigger.
Yep. So might as well introduce it now then.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah.
This is the orphanage. That's the general Dirty Mouth from Cheryl Hill and the boy Old Flame.
Same on me, man. Disrespectful, detrimental.
Chill.
And the boy right there.
Jiro.
Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. My orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. My orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage.
Okay, welcome to my orphanage. It's 20 bowls of porridge. Daddy Moore bucket in the game, collecting offerings. Came to establish these rappers a little character. Throw them under the ring, bring the game back for us. See, y'all been left out in the gold too long. Got no imagination, just mixing up old songs. A few artists like Kendrick, don't get me wrong, but majority of you niggas is secretly wearing thongs. I'm just saying. What part of the game is this? Tight jeans, pink kicks, you niggas making me sick. I'm from the era where the bars make sense. And dressing like a dick could get you hit with a brick. I ain't hating, bitch, I'm pissed as shit. I made the same look lame, what kind of shit can sick? I done had it, so I'm here to destroy. And bring a better life to my girls and my boys.
Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. My orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. My orphanage.
Turn
it on these niggas. Turn it on
these niggas. Turn it on these niggas. Welcome to my orphanage. Turn it on these niggas. Turn it on these niggas. Turn it on these niggas.
Welcome to my orphanage.
Neighborhood watch at niggas. Y'all want make me turn up, make me box y'all niggas. Middle of the ring, toe to toe, catch a beam. Cause I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You can catch a 1-2. My microphone hot on these 1-2. Get a wheel for the pill, piece of nice shoes. These kicks cost a $1.06. Fly dude. Go hard in the yard. The old school Chevy, bring them rods to my orphanage. Ragged muffin to a supermodel, I be poking it. LB status unknown, why you joking, bitch? All on my own, in my zone for the heavy cake. Ain't even my birthday, but I be getting hella cake. Mashing down the highway, the flyway, pump your brakes. Or you can get dropped off back at the orphanage.
Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. My orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage. Welcome to my orphanage.
pumping his head up, gassing him. So he starts throwing himself.
doing it again. This motherfucker, I still got it. Doing that little dance, took a picture. So,
first of all, niggas, I don't believe niggas should be taking naked selfies.
Nah.
That's why I say gay. I don't believe that niggas should be taking naked selfies. I'm sorry. Like, do you know how much effort it takes to hold the camera in a masculine way in the mirror? It's very difficult. That's why I don't even do it. Like, I had a couple, like, I try, and then it just, like, you cannot really do it in a masculine way. So, no. So, that's why he gets that. He gets the Riley treatment.
Nigga, you gay.
Sad, really. So sad. Next up. Because that's all I'm going to say about that.
Ain't too much even.
Damn.
To talk on that
anymore. Really ain't. But this is a lot to talk about. The city of Detroit has filed bankruptcy. Damn. Have you ever heard of a whole city going bankrupt? I've never heard of something like that. How fucked up is your economy that you're filing for bankruptcy? Hey, hold on. In this Motor City, the car industry is still, like, they had to bail out money and everything. So, what happened? What happened to all the bailout money for the auto industry? That's y'all bankrupt now.
They ain't recovered that bad. I mean, that much.
But still.
There's a lot going on in Detroit, man.
True.
There's a lot, man. They've been struggling for a while. They've been going through this for about the past 5 or so years.
Detroit is like a third world country.
I wouldn't be surprised if Chicago next.
Chicago is next. Matter of fact, you know what? This is wrong for me to say, but I'm going to say it. I think this is the one that gets me shot. I think Chicago girls don't even need to worry about bankruptcy. Because their job employment has to be crazy. Their open positions for jobs has to be tremendous. With everybody getting killed, all those job openings. Think about it. As crazy as the body rate is in Chicago, somebody's taking those jobs.
How come they got jobs though?
But some of them had to have jobs. All them niggas getting killed in Chicago. Some of them have to have jobs.
You know, I think most of the people, a huge amount of the people that have been getting killed out there have been teenagers.
Okay, so those blocks.
The only thing that's popping out there is morgues.
Yep.
Places like Congo's and all that. They ain't got to worry about no.
They ain't got no better way. No recession.
At all.
They are Gucci. I'm about to work for Congo. I think I might work for Congo. I think I'll be working 7 days a week if I work for Congo.
We had no choice going to Northside.
Exactly. Northside. Location, location, location.
Man, you ain't gonna talk about my hood. Northside ain't that damn bad.
Northside ain't that damn bad.
Northside ain't that damn
bad. Plane.
You get shot. That's your fault. You got 5 in the morning. You expect.
But you can't know.
You want Doritos and Hawaiian Punch or something, you wait till the morning. Wait till the sun come up. Don't walk your little silly ass down the block too dirty in the morning. You're not gonna get shot.
Oh my God.
I understand. There's levels to this.
Oh my God. I wanna get into a caller first. I'm gonna get into the 302-229. Why
do they sound familiar?
302-229, call it, you're live on the air.
What's going on? It's Bossy Shadow. We up in the building representing. What's going on, good people?
Bossy!
Hey, Crash, what's going on?
Nah, Bossy want to get new on us. She out in the country riding on four-wheelers and whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
It's so crazy because I am out here in the country riding on four wheels and shit, but I still made the time to call into the show because it's been a while.
Yeah, Yeah, it has been a while.
It has been a while. I don't even know the last time I even heard your voice.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's I've been going through stuff. My son just had surgery and all on A, B, and C. So, yeah, it's been a little bit of a time, but we're making it, and I figured I would call in tonight and, you know, show a good face because I haven't been around. But, you know, no love lost on this end. How is everybody?
Oh, we good, we good. Definitely glad you called in. I mean, it must be a full moon or something. Last week, Diz called in.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have to partly take credit for that because I told him about that shit, and he was like, "Damn, man, I don't even know what I be thinking, yo. I should call in one of these days." I'm like, "Yeah, you should. At least I've made it once or twice. I've done it more than twice. I know that."
So we can't even give this credit for it because you basically told him to. Damn.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I'm taking the glory. I didn't really tell him to, though. I just put it out there, and he was, you know, he came to that conclusion on his own. But I will take credit for the inception of the idea for him to call into the show. Mm-hmm, sure will.
I love her wordplay, too. Bossy's very good.
Yep.
Very good.
What are you guys talking about on the show tonight?
What was that?
I said, what are you guys talking about on the show tonight?
Oh, a topic that you probably would love. Fuckable list.
Oh, God. Is it about sex?
Yeah.
Of course.
It's the fuckable list. What celebrities are on Bossy's fuckable list?
Oh, my God. Well, I know what. The dude that plays Thor could definitely get it. I can't remember his name right now, but, yeah, he can definitely get it. There's just so many, and I don't really be picking the typical Trey Songz and all that other stuff that other bitches be doing. Who else is sexy to me right now? Can I pick chicks? Because Mila Kunis could get it, like, all day, every day.
Why did I think of Mila Kunis?
Like, Mila, I have a thing for her.
I think she's
at the top of my list right now. But wait until I hang up. I think about somebody else.
I like the Ridge. Yeah, she can get it too.
Oh, she all right, but she ain't got nothing on Mila.
Yeah, she really doesn't. Mila.
Mm-mm.
She got a thicker body there, though. I like the Ridge. You can abuse them more. Get away with it.
Oh, shit. Right. Yeah, Mila could definitely get it. It's a whole bunch of people that could get it. Mm-hmm.
Bossy, go all day with this topic.
I know.
I could. My wheels is definitely turning. Who did you say, Crush?
See, well, basically, we're going to break down the list right now. While you're on, we're going to get into the fuckable list. Now, inductees that are already on the fuckable list is Pam Grier. She started off the fuckable list.
Are you talking about, like, back in the day, Pam Grier?
No, Pam Grier, man, she still look good. She is 63 and still look good.
Okay. Continue.
Okay. Next. Well, the next one is kind of a dub, but Kerry Washington.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And you know what?
She wasn't fuckable for me until the Chris Rock movie.
True. Because she wasn't bad. She wasn't really bad in Say the Last Dance. She was kind of, like, she could get, she, like, maybe, she, like, she was, like, the last draft.
It was, like, an off day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's how she was looking at Say the Last Dance. I think my wife, yeah, definitely
that's
she became porn.
Yeah.
There you go.
She definitely became porno material.
Yes. Wait, that butt sat in no pants. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I break out the camera.
Girl, picture perfect. Next up is the girl Ruthie from Seven Heaven. She grew up bad. I can.
Oh, yes, she did.
She grew up bad.
You talking about the one that Justin Timberlake is married to?
Huh?
Are you talking about the one that Justin Timberlake got married to?
Say it again.
I said, are you talking about the one that Justin Timberlake got married to?
No, I'm not talking about Jessica Biel. I'm talking about the little sister.
Oh, I don't even know what she looks like now.
She looks bad. Like, she's bad right now.
Oh, shit. Okay.
This one was on the list, but she got taken off last week because she just on some dumb shit. Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, we talked about that the other night. I was like, yeah, you must not know.
Yeah.
About the whole driveway and this and
this. Yeah, Amanda Bynes got taken off because she just on some, I don't know. She ain't
I don't know what's up with these little young starlets, but I don't know what happened to her. Poor little kid.
The next one is going to be my baby mom. She just don't know it yet. Hayden Panettiere. She's going to be my baby mom. She just don't know it yet.
Maybe when I let her know soon.
Yep. Hayden, I love you. Now we're going to get into the new inductees of the list. Sleen, will you do the honors?
You got. And this was one of my picks. Rosie Perez. She could still get in there.
Yes, I agree.
I just had to look at her and everything, and I was like, yeah, she still got them big, supple, beautiful breasts.
That and her accent alone.
Yes.
Her accent alone.
Yes.
Could you imagine?
I need a mouth hug from that just because of the accent.
Mouth hug
just because of the accent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And next on the list, I think I put this on the list too, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, she did put it on the list.
A lot of people probably overlook her. Huh?
I was just saying, oh, wow, I wouldn't have thought that, but I think she's, like, definitely, she's a classic beauty to me.
Yeah, she's porno material. that's my little hashtag. I gotta use that. She's porno material. I break out the camera for Jennifer Aniston.
First of all, hold on. Shout out to the block caller that's in the queue. We see you. We appreciate you for calling.
Got another one on the list.
This is my pick, I believe.
Who's that? Lisa?
Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah,
you got a thing for Lisa Kudrow?
Yes! I don't know. Like, she made me watch Friends.
Oh, yeah.
She made me watch Friends. I mean, like, that's when I was into, really tall girls. That was my prey, because I'm short, so I loved tall girls at one point, and her tall and her legs, oh, my God. She made me watch Friends.
Yeah, Friends was actually the shit, though.
Yeah.
That was my shit.
We got Brenda Song on the list.
Yes, Brenda Song. Yes, she's going to be that Disney Channel girl I impregnate. That's why we got blow up now, but I can still do it.
Yeah, this is like a dud to me, but he put her on the list anyway. Carrie Underwood.
She can get it. She can definitely get it.
Yeah, like.
Nah, because most niggas don't. Because I say Carrie Underwood should go on the list because niggas would not really know Carrie.
But that's how. Surprised you would be. Most niggas do know who Carrie Underwood is.
Because they do.
That's why it's a dub, because a lot of niggas already know. She's probably the only country singer that niggas know.
Yeah, that's definitely the truth.
I love Carrie. Like, oh my God,
I love
Carrie.
Too.
I want her to get. I know it's bad, but I pray she gets divorced at around the same time we get signed.
Shorty need to be divorced. You can have her back.
No, she's, I don't think she's going to be divorced, y'all. I think she's really happy with
her husband. I need her as my wife. She's going to be my wife. All of them, like, her, it's either her or Hayden. They're going to be my wife.
Damn, all Crush wants to do is fucking impregnate bitches and have a whole bunch of baby moms and one wife.
Yeah,
drug
wife, like
one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend? Like, what's up with you?
You're right. What's wrong with it? Who's the last polygamy?
I don't want no babies. I just want the practice part is just fine.
That's what I'm saying. I like the practice.
Back to the baby mom.
The baby mama's bringing nothing but trouble.
I mean, I guess Crush can say that. He ain't got no little ones yet, so I guess he can say that.
No.
I mean, I had them. Well, I was working on them. Things happened, but
yeah.
That's a whole nother show.
All right, we got Ryan Nicole Brown on the list. That's the young girl from Lincoln Heights.
She's 20 now?
Yeah, she's like 20 now.
Mm-hmm. She can get it.
We got, you put this on the list. Ariana, is that Grande?
Yeah, Ariana Grande. If y'all don't know, that was Kat off of Victorious. The chick with the red, bright red hair and the little squeaky voice. Yeah, she's fucking.
Okay.
Yeah, Victorious.
Oh, Victorious.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
Oh my God, she's bad. And you know what? Shout out to Mac Miller, because he's hitting that. Shout out to Mac Miller.
Yeah, it was kind of a I think I put this on the list, but Selma, what's her name, Selma?
Selena.
You put Selma. Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah, I think she's
legal.
The only one
that's
Hayden.
Coming up in that little,
Hayden. Hayden came up in there. Hayden and Brenda.
Yeah, but they don't got the name like her and Miley and Amanda. Amanda and Molly just bugging.
I don't think Molly just bugging. I think Molly just having fun.
Molly is one Molly away from being behind a dumpster getting fucked by, like, D-League rappers.
Miley be popping them Mollies, yo. She's on some other shit right now. I really feel like. I don't know what the fuck she's going through.
Well, you can't say that about Selena, because Selena is the reason why Gucci and Walker are beefing.
Okay, that's one thing, but she ain't doing nothing but being herself. Miley's out here twerking, and she's just on some other stuff. Amanda Bynes on Twitter getting Drake for some dick. Now she's setting people's driveways on fire, setting herself on fire in the driveway, like, come on, man, for real. What y'all doing?
Okay, you got me.
Yeah. Like,
it's that Britney Spears syndrome, yo. She about to shave, but she already started shaving all her hair off.
Once the queen white girl went crazy, they all just went crazy. Like,
this is Crush and Flame.
Who is that?
That's Crush and Flame.
Oh.
He's a boy.
What do you mean, that's Molly?
Oh, sorry, y'all. They just snuck up on me.
That's the light skinned girl from the Temptation movie.
Well. Yeah, that's all we're going to do for right now. We can't give them the whole list yet. I mean.
All right.
So, I don't know. Let's get into music. Because we've been talking for a minute. Let me see. Where is the damn list? Oh.
Yeah.
I know where we can go. I got an idea. Yo, Blaine.
What's up?
You ever been to Columbia?
No.
Want to go?
Sure, why not? All
right, Young Scooter, Columbia, you rocking with the show. Sick of blow, lay out.
Yeah. I just love Columbia. my own prison. I never witness the drought again. Black Migo gang. I can make cocaine. I just fell in love with a Cuban. I just left Colombia. Always making bricks, me and Hector. Teach them how to remix, gave me metric tons. Isabella, that's a little sister. She love me cause I know what them bricks do. I can serve you, I pull tricks too. But I can make cocaine. I promise you'll never see a drought again. I fly back to Colombia. I always make a $1 million run. I can make cocaine. I just fell in love with a Cuban. I just left Colombia. Now we get a million by the metric ton. I can make cocaine. I just fell in love with a Cuban. I just left Colombia. Now we get a million by the metric ton. I can make cocaine. It don't take but 8 minutes to make a whole thing. But I be selling metric tons. You could cop one for a million. Black Migo send them packs long distance. Put my stove in the bathroom, not the kitchen. Walk in the door, you see 60 pistols. By any means necessary, by them bricks, fool. I was selling bricks since high school. Born with rider when I slide through. But I don't sell dog food. Fill out the application, come to brick school. I can make cocaine. I just fell in love with a Cuban. I just left Colombia. Now we get a million by the metric ton. I can make cocaine. I just fell in love with a Cuban. I just left Colombia. Now we get a million by the metric ton.
Why you gotta come back all excited and shit? Jumping on the table. I can pop for a double play.
Because I can do that.
But then play something. Double play.
I don't know what to play. You know what? I know what I'm gonna play.
What's that?
You know what? I was about to play some Sue Surf, but you know what? We haven't played in a minute.
Since he is like the most overrated battle rapper, apparently.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. Right. Matter of fact, yeah, I'm going to play some first. And then we're going to, like, because, yeah, that's a problem. I'm going to play some surf, and then we're going to get back into the headlines with that. So, what you want, we're going to do? We're going to play Kim, Loaded Gun with him and Joe Biden, or we're going to play Wanted with him and Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Rocking with the show. Next to blow. What I got?
New move. Sometimes you don't want it because of money or the fame. You just want it because you want it. Trey 5, what up?
Cop block and I play the block, you back on him. We shootin' from long range, kept a chop on him. I can talk about how plenty tried to take mine, hate mine. Spent off, they was forcing me baseline. Back and forth the court like suicide. Watch how I'ma make them need suicide. Watch, go and kill yourself. And I ain't never had a handout. Wasn't even GPS, I just made a damn route. And I ran it like I wide receive. Cause death from jail like the last thing my mama needs. She say, boy, you trippin', I mumble back like mama, please. Cause once your hands dirty, ain't no kind of clean. Shit happens fast, you wanna stop, but you can't. From 0 to 35, like Russell out to Durant. Shit happens fast, you wanna stop, but you can't. From 0 to 35, like Russell out to Durant.
youngin', man, I never lived a fast life, but seen some of my homies carry steel to get their cash right. Matter of fact, I got a call, I lost a homie last night. I'm past tight, talking with the man like you ain't playing nice. I skipped the trapping and the banging and went right to hooping. Teachers never liked me up in school cause I was such a nuisance. See my brother busting tables, but now we pushing bins. Had a couple homies, but now I think you're losing friends. I'm sitting in the mirror, man, where I'ma go next? I look down and seen the time ticking on my Rolex. I gotta get it, I gotta get it, cause I never had it. Only went to school once a week cause I was skipping classes. I'm sitting back, reminiscing on my past moves. I'm paranoid and nervous, that's what the cash do. Maryland on my back and I'ma rep it till I die. And I'ma stay going hard for all my brothers,
yeah,
in the sky and the mountain.
I kept two to make it thunder, Cephalosa. Cause everybody banging till they hear the poster. You never made it back to court, no buzzer beating. Love the streets in the hood, but know his mother need him. Shit got hard, then he had to go. It was just to the grave, a nigga had to blow. Regret a few things that I ain't proud of. Flashes in the scenes got me tripping, that's what the loud does. That's another scene from another movie. Another blood, another show, another groupie. That's a scene from another movie.
Another show.
Another Captain.
No move.
Yeah.
Okay, and we back. Shout out to homie Sue Surf and everything. You know what it is. But we want to get back into these headlines. You want to talk about this one, Flame? Because I'm kind of disgusted.
What is that?
What disaster are you talking about?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. And of course, y'all don't know. In the headlines, man, we're going to have battle rap talk. All the great things that's happening in battle rap. So, yeah, we're going to start off with this. Go ahead, Flynn.
Yeah, you got the Bull Disaster. He had his first URL battle against T-Rex. Was that Known 3?
Yeah.
So, see, from what I'm hearing, he did all right. They booed him a couple times, but he got the crowd back. But anyway, he takes it upon himself where he guess he thinks he could critique, give his opinion on other battle rappers, which is fine. You know, everybody got their opinion. But when you just say something that's just foolish, like
dumb as shit.
He said Sue Surf is like the most overrated battle rapper. Which I don't know, like you need to go back to ground time with that.
Yeah.
No offense to Grind Time, like, I'm cool with that, man. But that's just crazy. Like, come on, man. He's talking about Sue Surf's track record, you know what I mean? Then he said that, like, a lot of things, he's like, if you go back and listen to the things he say, like, his lines are basic and that 90% of your battle is basic.
Like,
you freestyle.
You know what I get? Like, this is the appalling thing. This is the thing that makes me mad about it. Like, you, like, Disaster, you're a good battler. But you just lost to Cortez. And Cortez is, like, the second worst battle rapper out. You just lost to Cortez. How you talking about anybody's overrated? You're the most overrated right now if you lost to Cortez. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. Cortez has, like, a real weak record right now.
Cortez is, like, 1-48. And that 1 is Disaster.
Yeah,
name anybody else he beat.
I don't know. This record might be worse than Shotgun should.
They both got just 1 win. Matter of fact, no. No, matter of fact, no. Cortez. Now, let me start. I'm wrong. Cortez is the worst because Shotgun Shit has 2 wins. He killed Bill Collector 3-0, and he killed Young Miles. So yeah, you lost to the worst rap battle rapper. Hey, you want to talk about Surf?
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut up!
I don't know about Suge killing Bill Collector.
Suge killed him.
I don't know about all that.
You crazy.
You
crazy.
I don't want to say it was 3-0. Bill Collector, he's
violated that man's space the whole battle.
Bill Collector had that one hotline.
He violated his space the whole battle. He did not, that bullshit did not pull off his Bill Collector. At all.
So?
At all. He shut that shit down. And Bill Collector, he snapped for a couple of those rounds.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No,
you gotta,
he didn't.
You got to go back. This is one thing I learned about Bill Collector. It's not going to hit you when you first looking at it. When you first looking at it, you're going to be like, oh, man, what the hell are you talking about? But when you go back, you'll be like, wow, he was actually saying some shit. Like, the worst battle I ever seen, I thought I ever seen was Bill Collector with Tubman Tech 9.
Yeah, that was fun.
But when I went back, I was like, wow, Bill Collector is actually saying some shit. Just the first appearance of it was just like, yo, this is horrible. Like, this shit is just garbage. And I don't know what made me even go back and look at it. I don't know. It was one of those days.
To me, the only bar that he said that was good against Shotgun said is like, got knocked out, woke up more famous than you. That was the funniest. That was that line.
Yeah, a couple lines up
there. I didn't hear him.
You got to go back. Like I said, you got to go back and look. Go back and watch it, and then we'll talk about it next week and see. And see. I'm telling you. All
right. I'll look. Now, we're going to get into the new Freestyle Friday, Ultimate Freestyle Friday on BET. Smack has joined Aligned Forces with BET and 106 in Park, and they are doing like a URL style. URL style tournament for Freestyle Friday. And the first battle was Ill Will versus Danger Zone. Ill Will, 3-0.
Yeah.
No debate. Ill Will is a problem. I tell you the truth, I see him and Lotta Zay going to the finals. Those are my picks. Him and Lotta Zay.
Are they announcing who, like, the other battlers that's in there, or is it just as it goes?
It's already set up. Like, tomorrow is going to be Real Deal versus Young Cannon.
Real Deal's going to be
there. Yeah, I see Real Deal getting there. Because Cannon got bars, but he don't got bars like, so Cannon's going to get there.
Real
Deal gonna get
that. Real Deal is just crazy, man. Like
he's an animal.
He definitely deserved to go on that big stage. Like his wordplay alone is just on another level.
Like,
and like don't get it twisted. Even though he's 3-0 Danger Zone still held his ground. Like it wasn't no body bag. He ain't just beat him up.
Yeah.
Like Danger Zone.
He had to force him into that body bag.
If Danger Zone was battling somebody else, Danger Zone would have won. That whole Riddick Bowe draw that Danger Zone did in the first round, like he's
that really. I was like, ooh, this is about to be a good battle.
He blew some ribs with him.
Like, yeah, that was like.
And Ill Will had me nervous because when he started off his battle, it was like, he was just talking. Like, it was,
but he always do that.
Yeah, but it's too, I'm like, yo, what are you doing? And then he started spitting. I'm like, yeah, he joking.
Like, he always starts off his battle. He starts off his battle with calm, cool, and then he. You the fuck out.
I enjoyed that, but I watched that a few times.
Yeah, I do too. I watched the uncut version now.
Yeah. I didn't even see the BET version. I don't even know how they even edited that. Like that.
They did good. I was impressed.
They're like, Hill Will's just mad disrespectful. He on there talking about fuck BET. All that, like I don't give a fuck about BET. Like, you on BET rapping? Like, what are you doing? Smack, why you book me? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
good job, my nigga. Why'd you book me for this?
Next battle up.
We're going to go to the Queen of the Ring with this one. You're going to go to Jake Smooth versus Matrimony.
I didn't even watch that.
It was a boring one. But it was a 3-0. The win goes to Jake Smooth. Matrimony, like, I don't. She, what's the big deal about Matrimony? They say she's top tier. I don't see it.
Why? What you don't like about it?
It's just like, she don't have the delivery. Right? That's what I think. Like her delivery is like, where? She means to go right with him, but they go, like, down to the left.
Mm.
So her punches are, like, so weak. So that's how people kill her. Like because she's going against, like, punchers, like, like, especially Farrah. Farrah killed her. Because Farrah's the straight out dance. She gonna just jab you the fuck up, like, plain and simple. So it looks like, so with her angles, like her bars type going every other angle, it just looks horrible. Like, it's like body bag after body bag after body bag.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you the truth, I don't know why Shine put her on and zip them up. I really don't know. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, if somebody tell me something different, let me know. Like, I debated with you, like, if y'all see something that I don't see a matrimony, let me know. But next battle, Young Cannon versus MC. That one came out today. Me personally, I say it was 2-1, Young Cannon got it. Because MC was boring the first two rounds, and Cannon was snapping. But City's third verse, or City's third round was some shit. And, like, remember, the third round might be debatable because Cannon was fucking that shit too.
Mm-hmm.
So the third round might be debatable, but I'm saying it's 2-1 Young Cannon.
Yeah, I didn't even watch that whole battle. I tried to, but MC's first round was so boring to me.
It really was.
Like, by the time Cannon was about to start, I was done with it. Like, I didn't even want to watch it no more. So, I give it to Cannon just off default.
Can you do that?
I mean, if somebody bored you that much to where you don't even want to watch a battle, you don't even want to watch the other person around, that's suicide of the battle. You committed suicide. I don't want to hear you no more.
Like Ocelo?
Yeah. But, with that, like, Oso was so entertaining to me. Even though it was horrible, it was a bunch of fuckery going on.
It was hard to watch.
But it was entertaining. It was like, it was entertaining horribleness.
It was hard to watch because I was fucking with Oso, but it was just not him.
I don't know what that was, but
it was just not him. And it was horrible to watch. I was like, no. No. Why? Damn it, why?
I don't even know how that... I don't know. That whole battle was just... Even Sway was like, why did I do this?
Like, yeah, that was sad.
Did we ever talk about DNA and...
Chilla
Jones?
No, because we never finished watching it.
He was watching it that night, right?
Yeah, after the show. Now, okay, what you saying then? Body, DNA. DNA got that body.
Yeah, I mean, I won't say it's a body.
What round did Chiller get then?
Huh?
What round did Chiller get then?
I don't know. I got to go back and look. I'm saying it's not a body because Chiller's also one of those people where you got to go back and watch it a couple times because his schemes is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I will say DNA outperformed him.
Yes, DNA definitely outperformed him.
But DNA is so damn corny. I don't know. I'm tired of DNA. I'm DNA'd up. Like, he's too corny for me, man. Like, he tried too hard. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But you know who's somebody who I would never get tired of?
Who?
This person I'm about to play right now.
Who that? Bonnie?
Of course! We're going to get into this music. Bonnie Godiva. I'm that bitch. We're rocking with the show. It's next to Flow.
Yes,
I got
she
it.
Is.
Yes! Thank you, Bonbon!
You know, I don't really understand why you call yourself a bitch. I mean,
savior. Resurrected from the manger. Flow on point cause I'm sharper than a razor. I don't let my money talk, look at its behavior. When it come to presidents, it suit me like a blazer. Now these niggas checking for me like they need a favor. $1 million sandals in a pocket full of Hamiltons. If you think you the one, call me Mr. Anderson. Center of attention, they just trying to get a scandal in. Cause I'm goody goody, but I've been bad. Make them do a double take, twin bad. Since hoops in the ears, been bad. I had them throwing all their money in my gym bag. Old school rich, yeah, I gotta keep it retro. Can't find cars like mine at an expo. Show you how to swipe more cars in the metro. Then I let your ex know I'm on to my next though. XO, XO, Bonnie be the realest. LOL, smiley face, kiss the tea, bitches. Seven figure digits in my jeans, so religious. No wonder why I act too big for my britches. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. All you bitches hating on me when you feeling it. You got no idea who you dealing with. Be real with it. I know you really feeling it. But I don't really give a fuck about your feelings, bitch. I'm ill with it. Downright ill with it. And I'ma kill it till you know it ain't no healing this shit. Body lay track down like Remy. Gotta keep it flowing till I'm flowing at the levee. Tired of all these niggas saying, Bonnie, you ain't ready. Play the beat and I'ma put it down like it's heavy. Gotta get it all from the 100 to the penny. And when I say it all, I ain't trying to leave with any. Why they in the streets throwing money like a Betty? I'ma run up on they bitch for a Gucci Louis Fendi. Probably even take a boyfriend if you let me. Now you downtown sounding like you drowned in spaghetti. Damn, Bonnie, why you always on the other shit? Chill, why you yelling at my government? Yeah, I know you like the style, I know you loving it. I'm sick with it, I ain't even gotta rub it in. Bonnie, why you always on the other shit? Chill, why you yelling at my government? Yeah, I know you like the style, I know you loving it. I'm sick with it, I ain't even gotta rub it in. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. See, it's bitches like you that be calling bitches that be giving us bitches a bad name. I mean, who do you even think you are, bitch? You ain't fly. Like, what kind of bitch calls herself Bonnie? Like, didn't she get shot like 20 times? Like, what's fly about that, bitch?
And we so back. Bonnie. I can listen to Bonnie all day.
She been in the lab, so hopefully she be dropping out some new joints soon.
Yep, and we're getting the exclusive. Ain't that so cool? Ain't that dope shit?
Good look.
Yes, it is. We get the exclusive. Team winning.
That's another headline I need to get into.
Kanye.
Hold on with him there. He can't never stay out there in life.
And he always does some dumb shit. Well, he's wanted right now.
For the old paparazzi joint?
Got it.
They extra with that, man.
Kanye is now wanted by wanted for arrest for assaulting a paparazzi, trying to steal their camera. So he got an assault charge and an attempted robbery charge.
Yeah. They just extra, man. Like,
who extra?
This whole lawsuit and being wanted and all that. Like, come on, man. They asked for that. I do the same thing. Everywhere I turn, you got a camera in my face, you just over the top, punch you square in your mouth.
Thank you, ball.
Why won't I?
Because you're Hollywood ass. You're going to be posing.
I don't even like people.
Because you're Hollywood.
I like my privacy. Now, I know it comes with the game, you know what I'm saying, but...
I know, so basically,
it comes with the game.
It comes with the game, so shut up and stop crying about
it.
That's what I feel about it. Shut up.
It's a thin line. It's a thin line. Sometimes you got to respect somebody.
You wanted to be a star, so here you go.
Nah, it's a thin line, man. I think, first of all, paparazzi need to get a real fucking job. You going around stalking people all damn day. You ain't got no type of dignity. So. I'm out here making money. Stop stalking me.
get off my nuts. I can't go to the bathroom and take a shit without you got your cannon out. I can't sneak to my side joint crib because you got your cannon out. I can't go take a piss in the alley because you got your cannon out. I can't bust my head on the stop sign because you got your cannon out.
Just saying, oh, damn.
No, like, he busted his head on the stop sign because the cannon was out.
Yeah. Like, damn, like, man, leave the man alone for a little bit. Or take your picture and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got to take 2,000 pics all in a row. Click, 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 click. You know firsthand, Crush, that flash is bright.
Yeah, it is.
You get 2,000 flashes from 15 different paparazzis. You're ready to smack the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, that shit is right there.
Yeah. It's overboard.
I don't know. Like, but it's got charges to the game. I mean, you wanted to be a star, okay, there you go, shut the fuck up. Especially Kanye. I mean, look at you. Who's your baby mom? Duh. The biggest media whore. And on the planet, you are talking about I'm not trying to sell out da 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 da. Dickhead, you're selling plain white tees for $120 a pop. You don't want to sell out, nigga. Aren't you signed to a major multi-million-dollar deal? You don't want to be famous? All right, then stop making music. Break up with Kim and everything. Be a regular motherfucker. You don't want to be famous? Shut up. And if it's that, shut the fuck up. That's how I feel. He's crying. He's crying and bitching over something he did himself.
But that's a whole lifestyle that you don't know nothing about, though.
He didn't have to come from behind the keyboard. He chose to.
He wanted the limelight. The limelight bright,
nigga.
The limelight come with your passion.
The limelight bright.
At the same time, you don't understand.
Nobody really knew Kanye wasn't just producing. They knew him, but they didn't know.
He was the hottest producer. But they knew him like they know him now. But still, his passion was rhyming more than it was producing.
Well.
Like I said, you don't understand what he's going through, so we really can't voice our opinion too much. You talking about somebody, he ain't been the same since he lost his mom.
Exactly.
So you got nothing but yes men around you.
That's the problem.
Nobody giving you no real advice.
That's his own fault though.
You're not gonna be able to trust anybody around your circle if you Kanye status. Or Jay-Z status and things like that. If it ain't people that's been around you from day one.
Jay still got Tata around him. Jay still got Bleak.
You ain't seen Bleak around Jay. When last time you seen Bleak around Jay?
Bleak's still around.
He's alive. When last time you seen Bleak around Jay? When last time you seen Bleak back up Jay as a hype man? Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. He's alive. Of course, Tata's around because he's the one that controls all Jay's masters. He engineers all his projects. He ain't going nowhere.
Exactly.
He's the one that's mason people for Jay. That's what I'm telling
you. That's like his man.
You know what I mean? But Kanye ain't got that type of people. He had people like Consequence that was, you know, came over with
and
the
what,
same thing.
And what you do? And what he do?
I mean, that's personal. I don't know.
Exactly. That. I mean, you had riders with you, but you cut them off.
Maybe they weren't riding right. Don't know.
You going to do me like that?
If you ain't riding right, you got to get the fuck out the car.
I've been riding. What you mean? I've been riding.
Yeah, I think Consequence and was in the game before Kanye.
Very true.
Kanye came in and took off.
Yeah.
He probably felt some type of way. You know what I'm saying? So you never know what happened with that.
But that's issues that you need to take care of. Everything, sit down. Everything, man to man. Like,
I mean, if you can't do that, that shows that y'all was bitches from the get go. Like jealousy is not a male trait. Like, please, if that's really your man's and whatnot, you can sit that nigga down and have a discussion and then get back to the money.
Yeah, I mean,
like, when I have a problem with you, don't I sit down and have a conversation with you?
So yeah, you ain't had no problem with me.
Actually, I have.
Had no problem with me. I don't care what you say. Yeah, I had no problem with you.
Okay, it's fault. It's fault that you have problems.
Yeah, it's your fault that he's bickering back.
You have to mediate, so it's kind of like you're in the problem too.
I ain't in the damn problem. That's
a no, matter of fact, we did have that one problem. That I dressed in a mirror.
From the video shoot.
Yeah.
That wasn't no problem.
Yeah, but it kind of set different. But I talked to you about it and everything you got. But, hey, it was a hot bar. So I put it in the song. It was a hot bar.
That wasn't no problem. That was just real shit. Like,
true.
That's
true.
What we supposed to do.
Exactly. But we real niggas, so we can talk about real shit. Like, you don't have to be afraid to tell me the real shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Like, exactly. Kanye don't have people like that. That's why he fucked him up now. He got a whole bunch of niggas that's going to tell him, oh, yeah, this is okay.
Because
is okay.
His mom was that backbone. You know what I'm saying? And now he don't know what to do. Like, he out on the whim right now. I think a lot of these celebrities need to have, like, therapy sessions to handle that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot to take on. You don't get no sleep, for one, which is enough to drive a motherfucker crazy.
Yeah.
No sleep. You ain't eating right. You know what I'm saying? You're traveling on planes all the damn time, which is enough by itself.
Or buses.
You know what I'm saying? You got paparazzi in your business 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
You got lawsuits out the ass 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Shit that you don't even know nothing about. You know what I'm saying? You wake up with a lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? On his end, he lost his mind with that. He got, I don't know why, it was the ass, I guess. I that's why he fucked him. It was the ass. It had to be. But turn that asshole baby mom. She ain't even the worst side of that equation. Her mom is the worst side of the equation. She's more of an attention whore than Kim is.
Yeah, her mom really is an attention whore.
Her mom is the reason Kim is an attention whore.
Yeah, she really is.
Anytime you put your own daughters, anytime you create a sex tape for your daughter,
Kris Jenner. Oh, wait, hold on. What?
She set that up.
You're lying.
Set that up. And then put it out there.
I did not know
that. Yeah. You're going to hell for that. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're going to hell with gasoline drawers and with her basket.
You're going to hell for that. You pissing your own daughter. You got your daughter sucking dick. All that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So that's why he's snapping, too. You know what I mean? He cussing her out because she's showing pictures of the baby. He's, you know what I mean? He said this ain't America's baby. He want privacy. The first interview she did, she's showing the picture. Like, you know what I'm saying? So people.
I heard that's not even the baby.
I don't know, but he spazzed out. You know what I'm saying? So he can't be wrong for that. If you try to be private, and everything around you is throwing all your shit out of the light. It's your war condom, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wrap it up.
Should have talked to Ray J before that.
Or Chris. Or Reggie Bush. Or Nick Cannon. Or the other 20 niggas that hit that.
That's deep. They all hit it for the time.
Who else hit it? Before Kanye.
Oh, dude. Nick Cannon got his damn roster for him.
Yo, Nick Cannon. Hate Nick Cannon.
Absolutely. He got a little roster.
He got some bad joints on his roster.
Yeah.
He's married to one of the baddest women on the planet.
She crazy, too.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Mariah's still on the fuckable list. Mariah's on the fuckable list.
Oh, we got one to put on there?
Who?
Charlie Baltimore. Charlie Baltimore.
Show over!
Crush has officially left the room. Charlie Baltimore is definitely the fuckable list. Like, circumstances. You can't debate that. Can't debate it at all. Like, my wife wouldn't even care, like, if I was like, yo, I'm at a hotel with Charlie Baltimore right now. She'd probably be like, yo, I'm on my way over. You know what I'm saying? She'd be like, I'm on my way over. Charlie, and her daughter. Her daughter is just as bad.
Walking out again.
Came back and walked out. Her daughter is just as dead. So, that's a nice family right there. They got some real fuckable jeans.
Oh, my God. Do you know how long I wanted to be in Charlie Baltimore jeans? I want her to be my down-ass chick. I love the Charlie. Oh, my God.
Charlie's the truth. Has she ever dropped an album?
No, just singles, I think.
Let's see. How you could have a career
with just singles.
Never drop an album.
Just singles.
That's how you know Big was really big in the industry. Just because she's associated. Well, we're fucking.
Yeah.
Which brings me to a topic.
Okay.
People like Ciara.
Okay.
Ciara may have, like, a hot single. You know what I'm saying? But her album, people don't even realize she even have an album out. And she got an album out right now.
Oh, the album's out right now?
I think the album's been out. Huh. It went classic. Like, all her albums.
No, her first album was good.
But it didn't sell.
It didn't?
I don't think it sold.
I think Goodie sold.
I think the single sold. But anything after that didn't sell. But she's still around. Yeah. Now, anybody that knows record companies, they're not going to keep putting money into you if you ain't making that money back.
True.
So
that's why Olivia is where she's at.
Yeah, so who are you fucking assigning?
Well, right now, Future.
It was 50 Cent.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of
Bow Wow.
But they also bring me on the male side of it. Mario. How is he still alive in this game? Like, are you piping out Clive Davis or something? Like, what are you doing?
Why did you just... I was really about to say it.
Well, because it's not like no female big execs out here, so...
And Clive is...
You diddy popping? Like, what are you doing? Like, your albums ain't selling.
Yeah, everybody's on that type of time.
Yeah. You have your singles, but record companies keep backing you. I don't get it. There's certain artists out here just like, okay, how are you still breathing? You should be, like, done over a chingy and all that.
Chingy's dead in the game. Like, Chingy's so dead in the game.
It's crazy. I don't get it. That popped in my head the other day. I was driving. I'm like, yo, how is Ciara still alive? Don't get it. Ciara is sexy as hell.
Yeah.
She got a problem with the modeling.
Mm-hmm.
Her singles be, you know what I mean, on point. Her videos be even better. And she just be on some straight freak nasty, I like it raw type shit. But her albums, nobody even know that they exist. So, I don't know. That was an off-the-wall topic. That's the spur of the moment. Crush is really over here researching.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
You ain't going to find nothing about her albums on Google.
Yes, I will.
Google will be like, Ciara album, what?
Carry the show for right now. I gotta say,
I'm telling you, they gonna find. They probably only have a picture of her album cover.
Actually, they do.
It's probably fan made. They have those.
Yeah, she went platinum.
For what? Her first one?
Yeah, okay. And so she went double platinum. It sold 2.7 million.
Okay, that's her first one.
Yeah.
What about after that?
I don't even know the title of the second album. Oh, was that Basic Instinct?
that baby.
So she sold more than people thought she was a nigga. See, this is how fucked up our industry is.
That's so wrong.
People were debating ladies.
Why would you say something like that?
Because that's what was going on at that time.
I love you, Sierra.
Yeah, I can get it.
Yeah.
But that mouth dude, though. Yeah, she can get it.
Yeah.
But
you know what?
People thought she was a nigga.
You know what? I love that that track she got out there.
The new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, all her singles be on point.
They be on point, but, like, how do you not hurt? Hell. Would you, you need to remix that?
I don't think so.
With Neo?
Nah.
Yo.
That big foot in though. Nah. We're going to be going in though.
We're going to get into that. The Body Party remix. Sierra featuring Neo. You rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Let go.
Did I see that you RSVP'd? No hesitation. Three letters on the bottom. Bring your body. Dress code is strictly enforced, but feel free to come undressed. Ooh, girl, slow it down a bit. When a thing like that, girl, you gon' end this party quick. Talking about my bag, give me 10 minutes, round to be greater.
While we're waiting, come here, baby.
Let me taste your party favor. When I'm putting my mouth on you. Right there, rock that body. Treat you like good, good food. Girl, your body, my dinner party. I know you like it too. Your legs won't stop shaking. Girl, you're invited to my dinner party. Your body's the entree.
Ladies and gentlemen, the assholes are back. Because, well, I'm being nice today, actually. It's this one.
Why could I be an asshole?
Because you're talking about how Mario and them people living and shit.
Yeah, what's on my mind? I'm sure other people had that question in their head, like,
true. Yeah.
No, he's a good actor. I like the Freedom
Freedom Riders.
You know what I'm saying?
He was good in Step It Up. Step Up. Yeah, it was Step Up. Yeah.
I don't remember that. I don't think I watched that.
I mean, he alright. You know what I'm saying?
But how are you? Either your business is really on top of that, or
are you doing a lot of behind the scenes shit that we don't know about?
You busy boxing, like.
Or are you doing a lot of behind the scenes shit? And you doing some production and producing? Ghostwriting? He's a great writer.
Do you write about
it? I believe so.
I mean, I don't knock him. I just inquire and might as well know. Like, how do you ain't been out since 2009. That was his last joke.
I don't know. We're going to get to the phone lines. We're going to go to the 612. Come on, dyslexia. 612-423. Yeah. Call you live on the air. Hello. Call it 612-423.
Okay, that was a little bit embarrassing.
That was a little bit embarrassing. But, yeah.
Want to finish out the pluggable list? You got three left.
Okay. I don't know how to pronounce her name, so.
I already said her. Jury. I think it's Jury Bell. Jury Smollett Bell.
Yeah.
Smollett Bell. The light skinned chick from Temptation. And she was on, from Temptation. And she was what's that old nigga movie back in the day?
Old nigga movie?
Yeah. Eat Bayou. Was she in that?
Oh, yeah, she was in that. She was in Roll Bounce.
She was in Roll Bounce. She was in,
The
Great Debaters.
The Cosby Show, the second one.
Yeah. The Great Debaters. She was the light skin joint.
Yeah.
And the Temptation joint, the solitary shit.
Yeah.
Like a pinky solitary to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's bad as shit.
Yeah. She was a little, her face is a little flicked.
How?
I don't know. She got like that tiny syndrome. A little bit going on.
No.
Just a little bit.
No.
Just a little bit.
No.
But her body goes up.
Her body is crazy.
Yeah. Her face is swollen. I mean, I wouldn't be embarrassed to take her out in public.
I would love to see her hip rolls on me.
Oh, can you imagine her hip rolling?
Coming out of a hip roll video?
Did you imagine Pam Grier doing it?
Ah! My knees just got weak. A lot of mercy. And watch you twerk it. You gotta get yourself together. You gotta get through this list. Yeah. Again, alright. It just like kill all the blood flow in my leg.
Oh, damn. Candy Crush Fanatics. Hit me up in the middle of the show asking me to send y'all a damn ticket in Candy Crush.
But your dumb ass is doing it.
Because they keep blowing up my inbox. I can't even do it because they didn't request it.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of apps, for all the people who wanted to see me there, I'm about to be there soon. I'm about to buy an iPod, so soon I'm going to be on Instagram. There. Are y'all happy?
About there, son.
Do you know how many... But you know what? It's so crazy. Do you know how many Johns want me on Instagram?
Been on Instagram.
Like, damn. Like, why y'all want me on Instagram so damn much? Like, it's like...
You should have been on Instagram.
I didn't want to... updating my data plan. Fuck it. So I'm just going to buy an iPod so I don't have to update my data plan and everything. I'm cheap. Cuss my ass. Shit. My phone bill high as a motherfucker.
I don't know nothing about them data plans. I got limited everything.
Let me throw this water bottle at you.
I got limited everything.
Shut up. Let me throw this water bottle at you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're going to get into a call. We're going to get into the 710-330.
Hello. Crash, this is Queen.
Queen! What's going on, baby?
I called it on my phone. I started calling it on my phone, but my phone's so ratchet. I told you I have a cheap ass phone right now. I just ordered my new phone, so y'all couldn't hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What's up, though? What y'all gonna do? What y'all doing?
We're sitting here discussing the fuckable list.
Crush over here being an asshole.
How about being an ass?
Who is that, Flame?
Yeah, it's me. How you doing?
I'm Flame.
That's good. Crush over here talking about Mario fucking Clive Davis. He said that Sierra was sucking her way through the industry. He said that he want to see Pam Grier twerking and hip rolling.
I don't mind that part. I said that.
You said all of it. You said, what else he said? He said he's taking over Queen T's position. I told him not to be saying that.
Oh yeah, Chris.
You haven't been listening to the show. You hear all these blasphemous lies. That's like Queen. I think Queen should be on the fuckable list.
No,
because
I don't
Queen is on some stature now. Queen is up there. She's fucking with some heavyweights. So it's just a matter of time when Queen get that verification on Twitter. So Queen can be put on the list.
Oh, y'all funny. Can I tell y'all the list? I will tell y'all my list. I got one list.
Uh-huh.
Can I tell y'all my list?
Go ahead.
Okay, I have a long list now.
Please be on it.
Okay. Well. Okay, we do an A-list list right now. Okay, so. Honestly, there's not a lot, I thought we were doing celebrities, right?
I'm a celebrity yet.
Are you a celebrity, Crush? Crush is a cutie, like, everybody know Crush is a cutie, he's a ladies man. Crush got some dimples and you got nice eyes. Crush, you know you're cute. Stop playing. You just want to hear it. You're probably over there smiling right now.
That's not in person.
We use the Skype. That counts.
That's filters.
Nice. Crazy. Oh,
go ahead,
dear.
Queen.
Okay. I like chocolate, so my favorite, I'll say my top, would be Morris Chestnut. So he is so sexy. Oh, my God. So he can get it.
He's that Morris Chestnut.
He is so handsome, like, back then, you know, like, in the Boys in the Hood, and now, he can get it. So, let me see who else. I'm more of, like, a dark-skinned type. Like, I like dark-skinned dudes and chubby dudes. So there's not that many out there, but let me see who else can get it. Men can get it. He's just kind of... Huh?
Oh. So you'd have to like a Rick Ross.
Rosé!
What? Y'all got my homegirl up here laughing now. See, listen. No, not Rick Ross. That's doing the most. Okay? That's doing the most. That's too much. Let me see. Who you think would be? Who would you fuck? What celebrity would you fuck? Who would you like? My homegirl over here thinking now, see? See, I like, I don't know. There's nothing they chili do in the industry. Well, give me somebody. I like, I like Tank. Tank is sexy, too.
Who?
Tank?
She had to start a third phrase.
Yeah.
Tank. She had to. Go ahead and give her somebody a crush.
Go ahead.
No, only the world can get it. Yo, Gotti can get it.
Gotti can get it.
Yeah, he can get it. So Gotti can get it. Jeezy can get it too. Jeezy is here too.
Yeah, he can.
Yep. Shit, they're about crying. Okay. The old Chris Brown, the new Chris Brown, he is not cute to me. So, I'm going to tell him tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to that concert tomorrow. Yeah, August Elfino live in concert tomorrow. He can get it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I just wanted to call and fuck with you guys. You guys don't have to get me. I'm going to ask you guys, okay, if you guys were a female and... If you had to choose one male, who could get it? Like, no homo, though.
Myself. I'm sexy as a motherfucker. And that strong.
I'm sexy as a motherfucker. Come on. You guys want me to give you a list of females that can get it? I mean...
But it's acceptable. We about to go to a whole other topic.
Really?
It's acceptable for females to say, yo, she can get it.
Yes, it is.
It's acceptable, too, here in Minnesota. Marriage is now in order over here. So if you guys want, anybody listening, move to Minnesota. You can officially get married. Gay marriage is acceptable. Just saying. But yeah, I'm just fucking with you. So, you know, my top female, I'm gonna give you three females that I would like: Lauren London, Ashanti, and Gabrielle Union.
Yeah,
they sexy. Oh my goodness, they so sexy. What's the chick on the plate? The what's
Lauren
her name?
Gabrielle Union and who?
Gabriel Union, Ashanti, and Lauren London. And then the chick, her name?
I forgot the other big girl crush on Ashanti.
Ashanti got the
lady. Yes, I love Ashanti.
Ashanti got those
ladies, man. Ladies. You know that TV show, Single Ladies?
Yeah.
What's her name? The light skin the chick. Who? No, the other chick. Not Stacey Dash. Yes, Lisa Ray, yes.
Yeah, she crazy, but she can get it. Her daughter's bad, too. Yeah, but she ain't gonna get us about no dudes.
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
You can cancel Christmas on that.
That's a no-no.
Yeah.
Pineapples, all that.
No! We don't do that.
That is not acceptable, Queen.
What?
I am a boy, Queen.
But yo, I know y'all about to your show and stuff. I'm getting ready to go out. So, y'all have a good night. This is Calvin to fuck with you guys. And
Be safe out there. We appreciate it.
Gio.
Tell your girls what's up.
Oh. All right,
then. Matter of fact, tell your girls holla. Tell your girls holla.
You silly.
Oh, definitely. I'm cute.
I'll come out here. Y'all can holla. But until then, y'all all call.
Wait. Minnesota is calling us.
Yeah. I know you got a package waiting here for you, so.
Oh, yeah, I still got that package waiting. Hold on, I thought that package was getting sent to me.
I don't know. Bree? that. You gotta protect that shit. You gotta come here. No, but I do want to go where, though. We're all gonna be fine. Or Philly.
Yeah, we got that true.
One day. You know what I'm saying? When I get to that A-list celebrity status and I can just fly all over the world.
Damn, that's like next week. Yeah, pretty much. That's like next week.
Y'all silly. Appreciate it. But yeah, I'm going to let y'all go now. Y'all have a good night, okay?
All right.
You too.
All right.
Shout out to Queen T for blessing us with her presence.
That was fun. That was crazy. That was fun.
It's been a good show.
Yeah.
2 hours and about 8.
You gotta end it.
Don't have to.
At the hour. Yes. Okay. Besides, we got 2 more left. Good job. And this is one of the ones I can't believe we forgot. Earlier, when we were putting a list together yesterday, Kim Fields.
Mm-hmm.
In case y'all don't know who Kim Fields is, she was raising of Living Single. She 44 and bad. And she pregnant now too?
What?
The pregnant pussy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No one is saying I'm proud of
it. It's way. It's a way.
Flash on him. And the last woman on our list. Drum roll, please, for me.
That needs to be stated, though. Katy Perry is a dud, but still needs to be stated.
Katy Perry just needs to be on list because she's that bad. Like, Katy Perry's, like, bad.
Mm.
Like, who wouldn't smash Katy if they have a chance to? Who wouldn't?
I don't know.
Exactly. Like, Katy Perry's, like, one of the perfect white girls. Like, she falls on the list with Aiden. She falls on the list with Carrie. They are the team perfect white girl.
She a freak too.
Yes. Team perfect white girl.
Send black people back to you. Team perfect white girl.
How am I sending them back? I'm not sending them back. You know what I want, you know what I want to see Katy do?
She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter across the back. Don't fret to death for my fitting. She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go get her.
get her, and I'ma go deep in that list, throw off the back. She snapped back with my fitted cap, and I whoosh in her ocean. On her knees with one hand on the headboard, yeah, that's through real motion. She takes her seat, my TV's in treat, ha, you know. Make the bed creak, team makes beat, breathe, stretch, shake, let her go, screams in the street. Ripping the sheets, my stroke is so elite, I'm so deep, but she don't retreat, cause the best is what she tweet. Where her clothes at, who knows? Never mind, let's go. Be a good girl for the show. Face the camera, lick your lips and pose.
Fresh death for my fitted. She snapped back to come with it. She snapped back to come with it. She snapped back to come with it. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter toss the back. I'm fresh to death for my fitted. She snapped back to come with it. And I'ma go deep in that when she
talks
the back.
And shorty fucking with a monster when she stepping to me. It's that long stroke in the building, looking for a little free. Dreaded with the fitted, she fat me the digits. So when I hit it, I'm licking the pussy until she start creaming and dripping. Tipping, looking for the stick and I'm picking her up. Party hoe, she slowly bowing till my dick is swollen up. I give her pipe like a life is being sliced by a butcher and I dick a throw like I'm trying to break her windpipe. She like the gagging freaky ass and baby girl. Get her wet, licking on my chest while I'm molesting her breast. She's on the glazed over morning, let me know that. This pussy, I own it up in a sexual moment. Bubble bouncing, pumping on that ass like I'm trying to split it. Flip her body like a pancake when I hit it. She see a nigga in her dream, guillotine a monster. Fucking the devil called fuck, cause I be the prophet.
Fresh death for my fitted. She snapped back to come with it. She snapped back to come with it. She snapped back to come with it. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter toss the back. I'm fresh death for my fitted. She snapped back to come with it. She snapped back to come with it. She snapped back to come with it. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go get her, get her. And I'ma go deep in that winter toss the back.
I can't wait to wait. I can't wait to do that video.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crazy.
I don't even know where we're gonna have that video posted up at. There should probably be suitable for YouTube.
The website?
Probably gonna have to be. So Beyonce is looking real nice right now. Shout out to her doing that concert in Philly.
That's going to be one of those things she's trying to get off the internet again.
That thing is not the truth.
Ugh. Yo, you got to put that on the show page.
Gotcha.
That shit. Wow. I'm scared to be on that one. But yeah. Yo, tell the people what we got it planned. We got a lot.
We got a lot going on. Shit, we just dropped End of the Road video.
Yeah.
Go to youtube.com/oflame. Check out the End of the Road video with me, Ace Jones, and Suze Villiano.
Mm-hmm.
And just dropped the trailer for the next video, the pull up joint with me, Jay Griffey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely looking at Jay Griffey. You can check that out, the same channel, Oflame, youtube.com/oflame.
Right.
Check out Griffey's joint.
Right.
The prayer joint.
Yep.
Like in Jay Griffey, prayer. That's like, well, you probably seen it because that's just on like every damn hip hop website.
Ever.
Yeah. Like everybody just picked that joint up. But shout out to the homie Tom for directing that joint.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke in the City documentary, working on that.
You got the camera?
Nah, I didn't grab it. Eating too much.
Dummy.
I ain't walking around with a Mac in the.
You got a point there.
Yeah, I'll shut up there. So, we shooting a documentary for Smoke in the City. You ain't got that album, you crazy, slap yourself. And then go to bandcamp.com/oflames and grab that Smoke in the City album. I got it for free right now, so go ahead and grab that. That's a classic. Yeah, we doing a documentary for that shit.
Matter of fact, you know what? You know, if they don't got Smoke in the City, you know what I need to say to them?
What's that?
Matter of fact, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say the people who are hating on Smoking the City.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that drop.
I've been playing it all show, so therefore I had to play. All right, carry on.
So yeah, you got all that, you know what I mean, documentaries. Mm-hmm. got Crush the Catalyst, his mixtape, you trying to wrap up.
Yeah.
You got an EP, trying, you know what I mean, get that squared away.
Yeah.
That's what the veteran got his X-Files line through, you trying to finish up.
Mm-hmm.
About to shoot a video for his line back single.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fuck 'Em All.
Yup.
So, we working, man. And once Bossy get back in town,
I know.
You can get her squared away and get the video shot for Let's Go. This is all we do. We work. We got Shadowy Media popping, photo shoots, video shoots, all that.
Yeah.
So, this is what we do, man. Follow Shadowy Media on Instagram under Shadowy Media. Hit me up on Instagram, The Rillo Flame.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, The Rillo Flame.
Mm-hmm.
O Flame on Facebook. O Flame. Or Reverb Nation. O Flame with every damn thing. It's just O Flame. Or the Rillo Flame. Which has O Flame in it. Makes it the Rillo Flame. That's why I'm O Flame. It's the real one. As opposed to the fake one. And I have it on Instagram. I mean, Twitter. It's the fake one. I gotta take that off Twitter. Think that should make me verified? It should make. Twitter, I should be verified. I have a clone. And y'all kicked him off. I felt closed, and y'all give him a boot. I should be verified by now. Hey, I should be verified. What else I gotta go through? He cloned me.
I'm crying right now.
He cloned me. Like, he copied everything. Made a whole page.
I'm done with you.
I should be verified. I want my fucking check.
Yeah.
Give my little check. I want it. But yeah, we working, man. Like Shadowy. Shadowy, man.
I want to get into this last caller because he just lost me. That's but yeah.
I'm just saying, you know.
We working, people.
Working. Shout out to all the Shadowy models, man.
Mm-hmm.
They be holding us down. They sticking in there doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I got some crazy shit in the works.
What's that?
I ain't telling people.
Why you gonna say it?
I'm just saying I got crazy shit in the works. Hey, all right, fine. I'll tell them. Well, we planning the It's Time video.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We planning out the, what other video? I forgot. The Crush is Back video and everything. I got like 4 videos that's coming out for shit you've been waiting for, writing to the re-up. So, yeah, we planning out the sketchboard for them and everything, premise for the videos. See, that's the thing about us. We actually have premises. We actually have a drawn out board that we hit for our videos. We just don't shoot shit.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We actually have drawn out sketch boards so we know exactly what we're doing. We take time. We do, like, it ain't an hour shoot with us. Our shoots, like most of our shoots were like 3-day shoots.
Yeah. It takes a lot for a shoot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Even when we just do random shoots, like End of the Road was kind of random, but it was still creative.
Yeah.
So, see what we do, man. Oh, I'm also in the works of doing a new mixtape for a shoot album. I keep forgetting because it wasn't planned. I wasn't trying to do no damn mixtape or a street album, but
it just happened like that.
It just happened. I was like, damn, let me go listen to some of the music I got that I never released. And I'm like, damn, I got some hot shit. Like, I'm kind of nice. And I ain't put these joints out. I think I should do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I started recording. Like, anybody that knows, that be around me, like, I ain't been recording
shit
at all this year. Like, it was July, and I'm just now
Yeah, you really didn't do shit.
I fell back. I did. You gotta think, since 2010, I've been going hard nonstop.
Right.
I did about 400 shows since 2010. Hmm. So, you gotta think, back in the top days, I was doing a show every night. You know what I'm saying? So,
tops.
I fell back. Sometimes you gotta breathe. Let your head clear.
Yo, was you the last person that did a show at Tops?
Mm-hmm. My mixtape release
party. Yeah, that's what I thought.
They shut down like that week, that same week.
Yeah.
Yep. They were shutting down that same week. That was the best party that I was going there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had one of my greatest performances there.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
night.
Got the corner stars, the strippers out.
That was
nipples
great.
On deck.
Yes! Nipples on deck. Great night.
Yeah, so you know.
I'm gonna stop stuff.
I'm gonna have to go up there and shoot part of the documentary up there.
Yeah. I mean, so. It's pivotal. I mean, Smoking City, the album release was there. From my part, like, I would have to say it's a lot of things that I was gonna say about that album was basically at Tops, watching you perform and performing with you.
Mm.
So
Yeah. Smoking the City was pretty much born there.
Yeah.
Well, the album version.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, keep working, man. But I need a title for my next project. I don't have no title. I don't know what I'm doing.
So, I say Fire in the Flames. Fire in the Flames.
Fire in the Flames.
Yeah.
I don't know. He said Disco Inferno at one point.
No, because you had so many club joints.
I do got a lot of club joints.
Disco Inferno.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Oh.
We're firing the club. Club on fire.
So I need submissions, people.
Yeah.
I need some titles. Name my next project. My street album.
Oh, shit. Okay. This is another thing I've been thinking about. Okay. Boss. Don't judge me. Okay? Don't judge me.
Wait.
Why? Why you never give me the benefit of the doubt?
Because it's you.
Why does everybody say that?
Because it's you.
Anyway. Alright, after re-up. After re-up and Artistry of Pain, what I wanted to do with my next project, call it Popcorn and Porn, the greatest show on earth.
I remember you saying that.
Can I do it? Would you back it?
That's what you want to do. What was oh no. It's similar to somebody else's.
Oh shit. Yeah, Bobby's Pancakes and Porn. Damn it.
Which is a great combination, by the way.
Is that an innuendo for morning sex? Thank you.
Yeah, you got breakfast from this time.
True.
Oh, another joint. Turk Sundays is coming back.
Yes.
Turk Sundays. Shout out to Shannon Blake.
Yes.
Killing it.
Thank you. I missed it.
Her numbers is crazy.
Sunday night twerk. I missed it. Oh, my God. My Sundays are complete again.
Man, I never seen somebody's numbers just spike so fast. Like, her twerk videos, her numbers do.
Shut up. I'm thinking.
Just boost.
Shut up. And just remember. I'm not allowed to think the thoughts that I think. Because shadowy rules and shit. I'm not allowed to think the thoughts that I think.
Yeah, nigga. Shout out to everybody performing tonight at Mojo Main.
Who performing tonight?
They got the Lyrically Fit drawn up there tonight. Reese, a whole bunch of people. They usually do it in Philly, but they came to Delaware tonight.
Oh, that's what's up.
The Delaware chapters. Shout out to everybody doing their thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Suits Villano opening for the Yin Yang Twins Saturday.
Yeah, well, back.
Booker?
Yeah. Man, baby.
Okay. Shout out to them. And shout out to K Rock Feet.
Yeah, he opened
it up. Opened it up for DMX next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I should make some calls.
Yo, I think Rafiq is doing that one too.
I just said that.
No, he's doing the Ying Yang.
No, he ain't doing anything.
Oh,
nah, he ain't doing that. He's doing the DMX though.
No.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll probably fly to you tonight.
Yeah.
Make some calls. Like, nigga, Bloodline in the building. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Do y'all research? Shout out to Big Stan, Young Bird, Cashmere. Anyway, what a great show. It was a good show.
Yes, it was.
Good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Fuckable list. And the thing about the fuckable list is there's so many more that can be added onto it. This is just what we got now.
Yeah. That's like one of the things where you can talk about like every damn show.
Yeah.
Just don't stop.
Hunger is bad bitches in the world.
I don't know. Shout out to all the people that called in.
Mm-hmm.
Queen T.
Mm-hmm.
Bossy. Definitely enjoyed their input.
Yeah.
Queen T was bugging. she was bugging with that no homo shit.
Yeah. You was not going to get us on that. You was not going to do.
Is it that time? I like that time.
It
had
to be that time. I mean,
I hate this part of the show. This is a good show.
Yeah, but I hate this part of the show.
Hey, man. What else you got to talk about? I ain't got nothing to talk about. I mean, you done disrespected everybody in the industry.
Ooh!
Huh? You said Mario was fucking Clyde Davis. You said Sierra was fucking a rape in the industry.
Well. I want Sierra to fuck her in way in the industry when I get there and I yeah, so she can fuck me. I want to fuck Sierra. I want to fuck her solid ass. I want those legs wrapped around my neck.
Not as that she really got that Adam's apple.
As many niggas as fuck she can't like
it's the industry.
Yeah, shoot that.
They all probably Diddy Bop it. I do convince her that well.
Yeah. And 50.
I've seen him with one female since. I mean, so he got the baby mom.
Yeah.
And Angela.
Yeah. He lied about losing his virginity to Esther. That's some clown shit. Oh my God. Ha! Well, she's a duh. Never mind. Duh. That's the back. She's a so duh.
You on Joe Budden list. Hey, anybody that's on his list is a duh.
Like, Joe Budden go down in history for having the baddest bitches in the game.
Hey.
Name somebody who has like, more bad.
The only person I can think of that. To give him a run, he's fighting Nick Cannon.
Yeah. Damn.
But I don't think Nick Cannon was more consistent, as consistent as Buddy. That's all, it's hard as hell to top to Harry.
Yeah. And Esther.
Then Esther, and then, crazy, for my reason, she was a little crazy, but she dead. Caleb died. She had a crazy ass body.
Oh my God, her body.
Her face, it was her mouth. I'd be a little iffy about that mouth. But
I'd be praying, like, don't scratch my shit. All
right, but she's bad. Her body's bad.
Her body's
bad. I got this. I don't know if you ever fucked Rocky.
He had to fuck Rocky.
He had to fuck Rocky. Just because of that video alone was all about dictating the box.
Yeah.
Like, Rocky bad shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rocky for following me on Twitter.
Hollywood ass nigga.
I appreciate the follow.
Ain't nobody special. Matter of fact, no, I got a couple of people, just special following. I got reality star shit. Like, you remember For the Love of Ray J?
Yeah.
Remember the joint, Chardonnay?
Yeah, she bad.
She follows me.
That's what's up.
And Real Chance of Love?
Mm-hmm.
Line Baller?
I don't know what that is.
Yes, he bothers me. She bad as shit. I'm going to show you her in a minute. Bad as shit.
I got one person from a reality show following me. It's some dude named Freddie something. He's from Love and Hip Hop, VH1. He was like Jim Jones' assistant or manager or something. I don't know. I don't even know why he followed me. But I appreciate it. I guess he grew up with Jim Jones. And he was like his mom's.
Oh, little short little nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why he's following me. I didn't know who he was, but he hit me up. Yeah. I appreciate all support. It is what it is. He's doing things.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah. So follow us on Twitter, goddammit.
At Crush the Catalyst, at the Little Flame.
Yeah.
I slapped him out.
Yeah.
I mean, since
on
it
the
is. Since it is that time.
By eating popcorn and some of the porn.
I mean, since it is that time.
Eating pancakes.
Can you shut up?
What's up? The sausage.
Hard.
Like a real sausage.
I
should eat my sausage. Well, not eat it. Unless you regurgitate it. I told you it was time like 10 minutes ago, damn it.
All right. Go let the people know where to find you at.
I just did. Like 30 times.
I don't know one more time, shit.
God damn it, that whole list.
Okay.
Twitter, at The Real Old Flame. Instagram, The Real Old Flame.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, Shadow Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram. Shadow E Media. YouTube.com, Oflame TV.
YouTube.com,
Shadow E TV. ReverbNation.com/Oflame, Bandcamp.com/Oflame, Oflame fan page on Facebook. I believe in Oflame on Facebook. I believe in Oflame. What does he care?
I think you're going to slide that.
No, oh no, man. The real Oflame every damn thing.
Alright. And you know. And you know me, it's the cold word chiller, shadowy gorilla, crush the catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware I'm most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow, lag out. Yeah, and your girl loves how my tongue rolls when I say that to her. Yeah. But y'all can find me everywhere. Well, not everywhere yet. When I get my iPod, I'm going to... Then I'm going to get Instagram. But until then, you can find me Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter, SoundCloud, YouTube, Ubu, and Skype. Only chicks that you brought that life. Y'all know Crush the Catalyst, CrushTheCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. And my parting words is you can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So cherish yourself every day because you never know when you're going to be gone. Now, it's time. It's time.
Let it be that time.
It be that time. So we're going to let it be that time. Correct the catalyst. You know what's lame. It's time. Hopefully we'll be back next week.
Oh, Clive Davis is shutting us down.
What? You got the email?
Nah. No, Mario, Sierra, they're shutting us down.
No, I told Sierra I loved her. You're the one who slandered her.
I like Sierra. I bust all over that Adam's apple.
Ew.
Pause.
Fire in my veins.